Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
Hi, my name is Brenda Leonoff of the Mindful Healing Show. I'm an intuitive practitioner. I incorporate many different types of healings and different healing modalities and work with people, you know, different parts of the world on Skype and on phone and Skype here in North America. And I love to provide sessions. And for whatever particular issue that is affecting you, it could be physical issues, emotional, mental, so whatever comes through, I'm intuiting that information, and then within the actual sessions that we do on Skype or phone, then the clearings do occur. So thanks everybody for coming on. Today I have decided, well, I guess a couple of days ago, let's look as to the heart chakra. Valentine's Day is coming up February 14th, and it can really stress out people at times. And, you know, we feel like, okay, why, you know, Valentine's Day, why should it stress me out? But it's just one of those holidays that it can trigger us. So I want to talk about attracting a healthy relationship into our lives. Now, we are going to be working with chakras. And before I begin, I just want to really briefly talk about chakras. And you may very well know about them, but for those that do not, I'm just going to quickly mention that a chakra is referred to this wheel of light. It's a motion of energy within each center. So you might hear them called lotuses. You know, the body has seven primary energy centers or vortexes called chakras. And these chakras are connected to our etheric bodies. They regulate our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual states of consciousness. So since a chakra is this movement of energy, there's many aspects to it, and each aspect is connected to a primary chakra, but many of these systems and organs can overlap. Today, we're going to be working with the heart chakra. Now, the heart chakra is all about love, balance, you know, towards self-acceptance. And it's located right in the center of the chest, the heart chakra. It represents ability for us to hold love and compassion and forgiveness to ourselves. It's really core, the center. But when our heart's closed, we're either not, or we're living either in the past or the future, and we're not really in the moment. And when we're not in the moment, then we're not really seeing what's going on. Now, this is a time that we really need to do a lot of forgiveness to ourselves. So, again, when the heart's closed, you're living in either the past or the future, and you're not seeing what you need to do to forgive yourself. Many times, we believe we just have to be perfect. Unless we're perfect, then how do we attract that right person in our life or attract that healthy relationship with ourselves? And we can be really, really hard on ourselves and critical. And then we get disappointed that we're not perfect. So it can become a real vicious circle. So if you ever heard yourself say something like, you know, I only deserve great relationships when I'm perfect, or I'm not lovable, or my love is always rejected, there's many negative beliefs that we can hold on to our heart chakra. Tonight, I'm going to be doing an energy scan. Now, an energy scan isn't about clearing things or deleting things. It's a process where I receive information remotely that's held in the chakras. And by scanning the chakras remotely, that gives me information to help guide you to move forward and change what you want to change. So I'm going to be connecting with your energy, and what I love to share may or may not make sense to you, but I'm going to tell you, you know, what I got. So I'm just going to be opening up and allowing the chatting here. So can Wisconsin, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Great. And who am I speaking to?
Veronica.
Veronica?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So you're familiar with chakras, are you, Veronica?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, great. So again, this isn't like a healing session. It's just it's intuiting what information is coming to me for you and what your soul is calling out for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to be asking you as to relationships, as I mentioned, what's the thing that really bothering you the most when you think about attracting or having that right relationship? What is that?
Feeling unsupported in most of my relationships.
Feeling unsupported.
With men.
And with men. Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to take a moment in time here and just get the connection. So when I'm checking for you, Veronica, I'm just asking, you know, on a physiology level, if there is, you know, some imbalances that's related to the heart. So I'm just checking in. Okay. So I'm getting, the left lung is actually coming up for me. The left lung that's related to the heart chakra, and it's not the right lung, but as to the left lung, yes. Okay, and what else are we showing up here? The central nervous system seems to be quite off as well. So central nervous system is just not fully engaged.
Okay.
And just checking as, do you have some upper back issues by any chance?
Yes.
You do. Okay, so I'm getting some upper back issues. And, of course, that can be directly related to the heart chakra as well. So when I ask a lot of sadness and grief are coming in within the heart chakra. And it's not, when I ask for sadness and grief, and you were saying as to men, but I'm not really picking up that it's anything that, that's really related to within this time on earth, but more of a preconception. So before you were conceived, we can be bringing in things, you know, I don't know if you're open to past lives or if not open to something that we can bring in from, you know, our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of, just a lot of fear, fear of being, I don't know if you were physically attacked so much, but on a just mentally attacked, just like a lot of mental mental like arrows coming towards you, like you don't know you don't know where the arrow's coming from, and it's like having to be on guard. It's like I see you with this like a shield, you know, an armor. In fact, just. Yes, as to having to have this shield up to protect yourself from all the arrows that are being directed to you. And
okay.
Yeah, not knowing where are you going to get shot from with this arrow. And it's really, it is creating a lot of disconnecting from others because of not trusting. Does any of that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just a lot of sadness, and that's unfortunate. But definitely what comes through for me to for you is to, like, a lot, there's been many times of this attack. This hasn't been just on a one-time, you know, a event that's occurred.
Right.
Yeah, I'm getting over, you know, 20-some events of being on the attack. All right, and is it a... Okay, so being attacked, being on the attack. So just not knowing where to turn, like, do I go left, right, you know, front to the back? You just don't know, again, where is this going to, where are you going to be hit from what side? Okay. Oh, sorry for the little bit of a yawn there. It's what happens with a little bit of a release.
Yes.
So I am going to, even though I said, Veronica, that I'm not going to do any healing work, I do want to just send some healing work to you.
Okay.
And we're asking the, you know, angels just to bring down this beautiful energy of forgiveness to the heart region. And just pouring it down through all your chakras to your heart chakra. And energies of forgiveness. And forgiveness of yourself. And when I say that, it's like that it's been so hard on you. It's like what's coming up is like you've been your own worst enemy is what's coming up. So, yes, you have been attacked in the past, but you have been your own worst enemy. So very, very, very hard on yourself. So, so very, very hard on yourself. So I'm going to be asking you to continue working, Veronica. Do you have the forgiveness prayer?
I do have one, but I don't know if it's the one that you...
I'm really going to recommend, and if anybody's interested in what this forgiveness prayer is, you know, please feel free to email me that, because I will definitely send it to you.
Okay.
But it's forgiveness prayer, and yes, we can read it once, but I'm really getting that this is something that you need to do on a daily basis for a while.
Okay.
And when I say that, do you want to test with me how many times a day to do the forgiveness prayer?
Sure.
I think we've done that in the past, so...
Okay.
You know, would it be, sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah, would it be beneficial for Veronica to do this forgiveness prayer? And in the forgiveness prayer, you're really asking for your, you know, for you to be forgiven for the harm that we've all have done harm to people.
Sure.
You know, we have. We don't like to think about it, like, oh, I wouldn't, you know, be that person or whatever, but we have. So it's just not forgiveness as to other people and other times and places, but forgiveness to ourselves. So I am going to check in and, you know, I'm getting two times a day, do the forgiveness prayer. So you're getting that too, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, about 8 days or so, and just really, really get it, you know, that bringing in that energy of forgiveness. So I'm getting about 8 days.
Okay.
And then see how you're feeling after that. And once you really believe it and you really get that forgiveness within the, you know, really bringing it in within the cells, the body's going, yes, I do. I do believe. But we need to trust that this is going to work. This process is going to work. So I'm going to say, yes, you know, please work with it. And see how you're feeling in 8 days. And I'd love to hear some feedback from you on that, Veronica, of like if you're feeling lighter about it.
Okay.
Because this is one of the techniques that we can use to work on ourselves. So I'm going to say do it, commit it, commit to it first thing in the morning and at night before you go to sleep. Just like, okay, just do it. Do the forgiveness prayer and see how much lighter you're feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not just forgiveness towards other, but I'm getting more towards yourself, that real harsh criticism. And for not being perfect. Definitely is coming up for not being perfect. So we have to, yeah.
Yeah. I know that one.
Yeah, well, I think we're all so very, very hard on ourselves. So so good. So great. So hopefully that helps out. Is there anybody else there? And just stay on there, Veronica, for a moment here if you can. Is anybody else here that can hear me? And you can, if you can speak up. No? Okay. Okay, people are having problems getting through. Well, you know what? I am just going to, you're still there, Veronica?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I am going to continue working with your heart chakra. So I guess you are going to be the great example for tonight.
Okay.
So I'm just going to see what's coming up also as to the heart chakra, what I'm picking up that you could be holding on to, you know, again, as to having a really loving relationship. So I'm just checking in as to what that is. Okay. So, okay, so what's coming up? Yes, what's coming up is that there's all this whole belief that you always have to give love and there's never enough love for you.
Right.
You know, you're having to give it out, but what about for you? Does that resonate for you at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to be asking from help up above and let's ask for that energy to be cleared, this belief system. So right now, we're just calling in all of Veronica's, all of her helpers. And we're going to be asking to release that belief in its entirety of always having to give love and there's just never enough love for me. So we're just asking to release that in its entirety now. Okay. Okay, great. And we're asking the angels to install this new energy. Is that there is always enough love. Love myself unconditionally now. There's always enough love. And I love myself unconditionally now.
You want me to repeat?
Yes.
Okay.
There's always enough love.
There's always enough love.
And I love myself unconditionally now.
And I love myself unconditionally now.
There's always enough love.
There's always enough love.
And I love myself unconditionally now.
And I love myself unconditionally now.
There's always enough love.
There's always enough love.
And I love myself unconditionally now.
And I love myself unconditionally now.
And so it is.
So it is.
Take a deep breath. Oh, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay. Let's see if there's anything else that I can pick up here that's coming into your heart chakra. Okay. Is there someone that's passed over recently for you? Someone who's passed over?
Not recently.
No. Someone who's passed over that you've been connected to in the last number of years?
My father and my grandmother.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Right. So it's your father. And so when you think about your father, where would you feel it in your body? I'm just going to ask you, does anything come up within the heart region?
Yes, that's where it comes up.
Okay, and from 0 to 10, what's the intensity for it right now at this moment?
Some fear came up for me, I would say like between 5 and 8.
5 and 8, what number would you give it? If you can just, number comes to your mind.
7, I'll do 7.
7, okay. So as to a 7... And I know, Veronica, you're really good at testing.
Okay.
So when we check in as to your father, when I ask, I'm not getting that there's a cording to your heart chakra as
okay.
to your father. I'm not picking up on that at all, but it's almost like there's memory. Okay, yeah. So memory within the memory bank, within the memory field of your heart chakra is what's coming up. So this memory of your connection with your father, the fear, and all the all those beliefs. But I'm not getting like a cording where you're, you know, he's passed over and you still have this cording with him. I think that's fairly clear. But there is still some, it's almost like there's a, yeah, so I, like there's, like you should be feel guilty or something about guilt. Like it's about guilt. You should be feeling guilty, Veronica. Does that make sense at all? Is that
around him?
Yeah, something he would say. It's like there's something about guilt that's coming up.
Oh, okay. The book.
Yeah.
The book I'm writing.
Oh, so what do you mean by that?
Writing about this. It's a memoir, and it does have to do with abuse in childhood.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's about, okay. So he's still holding on to you at some level, but it's the, like I was saying, it was like the, it's still the memory of the abuse. And this is where I would say, Veronica, we won't do that tonight, obviously, you know, we're on a live call here, but I would say, let's look at it.
Okay.
As to the abuse. And it's not where there's a really great method, and it's not where you have to relive anything. We're just going to be working and have you heal that. So there is a really good method that I work with. So I would say let's look at that.
Sure.
Because what I'm feeling is that when you are able to really heal that abuse, that memoir is going to fly off the shelf.
Oh, good. Okay.
So it's not that It's holding you back for sure.
Okay.
That guilt is playing on you. Yeah, about exposing the truth.
Yes.
You know, who wants to, you know, can't tell the truth. And I think that's what all of us want right now is the truth. You know, we want, you know, we want our truth to be told. You want your truth to be told. It's like that's going to free you, finally free you.
Okay. Yes. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely. And for anybody that has gone through any type of abuse, I mean, really, who hasn't? So many of us have. If it hasn't been, you know, sexual abuse, mental, emotional abuse. So we can have many times that we've gone through it, and it just doesn't have to be as to this present time. And we can also pick up the vibration of abuse that can affect us. And I think also with all the politics that are happening around the world and the events, there's a big energy of abuse out there.
Yes.
Isn't there? Like you
yes.
can, it doesn't matter, you know, where you, you know, on the news or, I mean, it's feels we're so surrounded by this energy of abuse. So it's definitely, yeah, speaking the truth from the heart or from the throat chakra, of course, but from the heart, allowing that forgiveness to come in, forgiveness to yourself, as to the abuse and allowing that to, you know, let go.
Yes.
Yeah. Forgiveness, I guess, would be ultimately the thing to do. But definitely by just letting it go, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if there's anyone else here that can come through on the call, I know we have several guests, but they may have not been able to get through. So I think we're just going to continue on. Here, again, yeah, this is good. Okay, so I'm just going to be asking again if there's anything here. Well, yeah, and again, it comes up to this whole forgiveness is this whole, you know, I won't let myself be forgiven. Like it's forgiving yourself. So that is such a huge theme that's coming in for very loud and clear for you.
Okay.
So you were saying that you have some discomfort in the upper back.
Yes. And
yeah.
Neck. And neck.
Back and neck. Is it both sides of the neck?
It's the right side.
Oh, the right side of the neck. Okay. So I think this would be a great time, Veronica, because I know you do, you know, you're a healer and you do test. So let's just check for the fun of it. And let's just see as to the right neck region and ask him. Okay, so is there a disconnection between the right neck and higher? Okay. Okay, what I'm getting it. There's a disconnection between the neck region. Okay, and the heart.
Oh.
The heart chakra. And I'm asking, well, you know, what's happening within that right neck region? More on a psychic level, as to the right neck region. And is it, it's having to make your, it's like turning your head and wanting to make a connection, like trying to make a connection. So it's like, it's almost like it's, do you, is this right neck region pain, is that sort of an ongoing issue?
It's come back.
It's come back. Okay. So let's just check in as to the right neck region. Okay. And is there any psychic traumas? Is there some psychic traumas held within the right neck region? Some psychic traumas, yes?
Yes.
Okay, is psychic traumas, okay. Now, so I'm also getting that this is, okay, preconception as well. So this is before you were conceived.
Okay.
And I want to get further information here. Okay. So what I'm seeing is that you're turning like your neck, like it's turned to the left. It's almost like you're watching to see when the next blow is going to come again, when the next psychic attack or an attack, and it affecting your psyche.
Okay.
And having to always watch. And this is also related to this heart, the heart region of where you're having to protect yourself. So we got this wall up to protect ourselves. Now, a lot of this work that I'm mentioning right now is the work of Dr. Bradley Nelson, the body code, emotion code. So I'm really pulling out quite a bit of information from that's coming to me. And working with this chakra region. So the scan that I'm doing here is, again, a lot of trauma is just held from this preconception that's related to the heart chakra. So we're just asking, how many psychic traumas are there? Yeah, I'm getting over 20 psychic traumas related to this right neck region. So what we're going to do here is just ask for some help. And what I'm doing, of course, you cannot see me. And there's several ways of bringing in the energy. And one way that I'm working is in between my eyebrow area, over top of my forehead, over top of the crown of the head, the base of the neck. And that's working with your meridian.
Yep.
And what we want to do is just help, and we're asking for help to clearing all of these unknown psychic traumas. Preconception psychic traumas held within the neck region related to the heart chakra now. And just running. And just letting them go now. Okay. Take a deep breath. And if you do, have a sip of water. I'm going to have you check, Veronica, and see if, okay, see if there's anything held. See if things have loosened up, changed, or not changed, and just let me know what's happening within that right neck area when you move it.
It feels loosened up.
Okay, what level would you give it from 0 to 10?
It's still about a 3.
About a 3, okay.
Yeah, but it was much higher.
Okay, good. Well, let's see what's happening with the... is there anything? Yeah, I'm not getting any further as to the on that level that we were talking about the trauma. So I'm just getting that just like to, just to, I'm just having to leave it there right now.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's definitely what can happen is that you can go so far and then you just have to let it be, you know, let, you know, God continue doing the healing work and just an instrument here. So, yeah. Oh, I'm getting some releasing. Sorry, that yawn. I do that. I'm not tired. I'm just, I do this yawn. It's just energy releasing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, again, we'll just see anybody else is here was able to get on, allowing this chat. Okay. So, there's still some difficulties for some people getting on. So let's continue on here for Veronica and see if anything else is that we can look as to the heart chakra region. So I was asking as to the heart chakra. Okay, so yes, I'm getting some procrastination. Does that ring a bell for you at all?
Just recently, yeah.
Okay, only recently, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how to answer that. Yes, in the past there has been that.
yeah.
So it's been more this past month.
Okay.
In the scheme of things, you know, in the recent scheme of things.
Right. And if, you know, is this procrastination, when I ask, is that related to the all of the heart chakra? Yeah, I think it is. Not in a huge way. I think it's definitely contributing, but... yeah, and that procrastination, I think that's going to lift. I feel that, yes, that's going to lift. When you do that forgiveness work that we mentioned a while ago, and you're doing the work, and you're doing the forgiveness twice a day towards your father, if there's anybody else that comes up to your mind.
Ex-husband.
your, okay, ex-husband to this man in your life, that's going to lift.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's going to lift. So, again, it would be really good to hear back from you and let us know how that's working for you.
Okay.
About the forgiveness work. Now, I will mention it here. So, the forgiveness work, you can email me at laingoffbrenda49@gmail.com. That's LAINOF. With one F, Brenda, the number 4, the number 9, at gmail.com. So typically what happens is within the energy scans, now we did beyond that today. We actually did some healing work. But typically with the energy scans is that we're scanning what is affecting the heart chakra. So there was a number of things that came up for Veronica, and again, the healing work was done. It's really capturing what's happening within a moment of time. So it really gives us an opportunity to look as to what can I do, how can I move forward with my life.
Yes.
So what I started to... what I've just offered in my website. So if anybody here is interested in how they can have their own 20-minute free chakra scan and within the chakra scans, now again, tonight we did more than that because of the time we had, but this is not a healing modality. It just allows you to hear exactly what your soul wants to communicate to you. You can go to my website at whisperingenergetic.ca. So that's whisperingenergetic.ca. And click on the 20-minute free chakra scan. And if for some reason you're having problems with that, just please feel free to email me, as I just had this recently loaded. So, well, that was great. Thanks, Veronica, for coming on.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
I'm so grateful to you.
Well, that's, yeah, and I'm excited about this memoir that you're going to be not procrastinating on. And yeah, get it out. Boy, we sure need to speak our truth, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, that's definitely going to open up our heart. We're not going to have that heart wall. We're going to be able to just live, you know,
yeah,
speak our truth. I mean, it's about time. I think we're all quite tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just like, okay, enough's enough. So good for you. That's very, very good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So thanks for coming on, and I will have the recording on my website, which is whisperingenergetic.ca, loaded here in a day, and also on the Facebook groups and within my newsletter here within the next month. So, yeah, thank you, Veronica, for coming on. Again, love to hear how you're making out with this meditation prayer. And that's, again, all available by contacting me at laneoff with one F, Brenda, the number 4, the number 9, at gmail.com.
Well, thank you so much again, Brenda.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Very unexpected and very pleasant and definitely worthwhile, as your other sessions are. Yeah.
That's great. And, you know, it's so fun working with other healers, too, and it just it's great. And it's great that we can sort of help each other and support each other. And then, you know, able to do something like tonight where we can just, you know, share the information, let people know that, you know, about energy work and how it all can heal at all different levels.
Yeah.
So have a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, you
and
too.
If you're just, and if you're celebrating it with yourself, so be it. Light a candle. Go buy that chocolate mousse or whatever that specialty dessert that you like. And, yeah, just enjoy time with you. Take care of you. Yeah. So goodbye, everybody. And, again, I'll be having this loaded here shortly. Thank you for coming on. I'm sorry if things are not opening up here tonight for you to come on. But thank you again, and we'll be talking to you later.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.